The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
So we're here today with Kate Barry with eXp Realty in Rattleboro, Vermont. Kate, welcome to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and just give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So born and bred New Englander, I grew up in New Hampshire. I moved to Brattleboro about 13 years ago. Came here initially just to stay for 9 months and get my master's. I have a master's in sustainable community development and ended up meeting my husband. So fast forward 13 years, we've got a 5-year-old. I started my real estate business in 2017. That was back when my husband and I, actually in the apartment we're living in now, our landlord came up to us and suggested that we buy the property from him. It's a 4-unit. And so I had no idea how to even do that. I'd never even considered buying real estate and, you know, didn't really know what to do at all. I was bartending at the time. And so, you know, kind of long story short, ended up purchasing the 4-unit that we owner occupy. You know, we did it through seller financing, no agent, nice. No lenders. I totally just taught myself how to do it because I realized it was an amazing opportunity. I just really didn't know what to do. And luckily at that time, one of my regulars has been a realtor for, you know, 40 years at the bar. And so he was in one day and, you know, drinking his Stoli on the rocks. And I said, hey, like, I got this opportunity. What should I do? And he kind of helped me through it. I went online, I went to Bigger Pockets, you know, I just started listening and absorbing all the information I could on real estate and how we could do this. Ended up negotiating, you know, to purchase it at the price that he wanted, but I did 0% down. We did a 20-year seller financed mortgage that we just refinanced in 2021. So we're now on a 30-year fixed at a great interest rate.
Good timing.
Yeah, it was like winning the lottery, but I didn't really know how that would impact my whole life, but it got me really obsessed with real estate. After that, you know, my regular who helped me through the transaction said, you know, you'd make a great realtor. And I was like, really? I don't know. I don't really know anything about selling houses. He was like, you just did a deal that most people could not even, you know, put together, and were able to carry it to close. And, you know, and you've got a great persona, you know a lot of people. It's really just sales. Real estate is just sales, and you're a great salesperson. So that was kind of like what started it all. Now I'm with eXp Realty. I run my own team. You know, I've got buyer's agents, listing agents, an admin, a transactions coordinator, and we are rocking and rolling. So
that brings me to sort of my first question. A lot of your business is working with investors, and I guess you just came into it honestly. That was your first ever deal.
Yes.
How does working with investors, how does that differ from working with families and individuals looking for their first home or first
Sure. home? Well, you know, for the first 4 years of my business, I did work with single family residential, and I really do love that work. You know, I worked with a lot of first time home buyers and, you know, folks that are selling their homes, going through kind of difficult times. I really found my niche working with people, and I love working with people, you know, but I've gotten to a point now where I really am shifting my focus onto the investment side because that's my true passion.
Well, investors are people too, right?
Yeah, I'm still working with people, but it's more on the numbers side, and uh-huh. It kind of like, you know, activates my like nerdy side about real estate and putting creative deals together and helping, you know, I do work a lot still with people, especially first-time investors. So that's kind of now a niche that I really enjoy working with, helping folks, you know, become educated on real estate, how to get started with little or no money down, the same way I was able to do it, you know, how to get into owner occupied, you know, how to run a multifamily or a commercial property as a business, because that it's so it's this is a big shift in mindset between the single family residential and the investment side. So, you know, I'm hoping to kind of bridge that gap a little bit and help more first time investors get started the same way that we did.
Yeah, a lot of your single family homeowners can become future investors. They having that, you know, even just a property that has an extra apartment in it, even a basement apartment, right? All helps.
Exactly. An additional dwelling unit. That's a huge thing that we, you know, come across, especially here in Southern Vermont and in New England in general. You know, it's Vermont has traditionally not had a lot of development, especially in multifamily. And so if you can find a single family property that you can add an ADU on, an additional dwelling unit, turn a room or a basement into an apartment, at least in Brattleboro, they're extremely, you know, the town is extremely supportive of that, as is the state. There's a lot of state programs to help bring rental properties in onto the market.
You
That's
know, excellent.
There's grants. Yeah, there's, you know, home improvement grant. The state offers a lot in terms of, you know, how to insulate these old homes, replacing windows, upgrading the heating system so that it becomes a more sustainable opportunity for kind of, you know, regular local folks. You know, there's definitely a lot of out-of-state investors that are looking at our area right now, specifically for the short-term rental is a huge market, you know, because Vermont is a tourist state. But at the same
time, great skiing and beautiful scenery.
Beautiful scenery. We got the mountains, you know, for skiing, but also in the summertime. Our location, we're 4 hours north of New York. We're 2 hours west of Boston, Burlington, Montreal. Super, you know, accessible location. And so we've got this huge demand for both out-of-state investors, tourists, and primary resident folks looking to do, to get into apartments and more affordable housing. So I see it this for myself and where I, you know, I'm very passionate about Brattleboro and my community. Yeah. I live here. I work here. I have, you know, multiple businesses here. I also own a lounge downtown. That's where we hold our real estate meetups.
Cool.
I also own a property management company with my husband. So we're invested. We want to see our town, you know, thrive. And so I get really passionate talking about the real estate investment side, because that for me was such a proponent to be able to get into real estate, start building equity. You know, we just refinanced, like I said, back in 2021, we bought it for $300,000 and it appraised at $415,000. So in 5 years, we were able to build this equity starting from nothing. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I could talk about it for a while.
No, sure. And you also educate your buyers then too, right? You take them through the process. You, like you say, you're working with first time investors as well. So it's a whole new thing for them too. And you have that first time experience, which really helps, I think.
Exactly. I can draw on that. And, you know, what I'm seeing a lot in the market right now, which I find very interesting, is there's a lot more creative financing going around. You know, sellers are more open to seller financing because we have high interest rates. You know, we've got lenders and banks that are really kind of starting to tighten everything. Cash is not as easy to get as it was during the pandemic. So, you know, there's a lot of demand out there, but right now what I'm seeing is it's hard to put two and two together because the accessibility to cash and getting money to buy real estate has definitely gotten a lot tighter in the last, you know, 6 months to a year. So seeing a lot of seller financing, which is how we bought our first multifamily, you know, seeing that it sounds like magic, but it actually happens and it works. You know, there are people out there that are willing to, you know, seller finance or partner, as you know, get into LLC partnerships, syndications, private money lending, to creatively find ways to buy more real estate, because the demand to buy is very, very high. People see, especially our region, as an appreciating market because the low inventory, but the demand to still live here for many reasons. And so, yeah, I think it's a really cool time to be in real estate.
Awesome. What advice would you have for new agents looking to break into the investor market?
New agents to come into the investor market, I would say you should partner with an agent or a team, join a team that, you know, does that type of work, because, you know, my biggest problem is that I have more clients and I have more buyers than I can handle sometimes. So that was the whole, you know, reason I started my team, was bringing on agents and training them, teaching them what I know so that I can offset some of that business whilst, you know, not losing the business. So if you're a new agent and you really want to get into this, join a top performing agent, find out who in your area is the top performing commercial real estate person, and go to them and say, you know, how can I help? Can I show houses for you? Can I run your open house? Can I direct mail campaign? What can I do to just learn from you and help your business? That's also to, you know, just absorb as much information as you can. There's podcasts, right? Books, audiobooks, YouTube, there's so much information out there about real estate. And I think if you really are serious about getting into commercial and investment side, you know, you have to be an expert. You have to know how to talk to investors. You have to know, you know, how to run formulas for them, you know, how to analyze deals for them, and making
sure
they
learn.
It's a lot to learn. Yeah. It's a lot to know. I've been, you know, obsessed about this for 6 years. And I think I can honestly say at least once a day, I read something or listen to something about real estate to make sure that I'm on top of it. I know what I'm doing and can then transfer that knowledge onto a client, because it is, you know, you're dealing with a huge amount of money and an investment that you have to make sure is a solid investment for your client. That's how you grow and can repeat referrals.
We're always learning.
Always learning.
How have you found the transition to a team? Was that hard, becoming a manager of other people?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's a totally different ball game. Yeah. I mean, when you're an individual agent and you're kind of doing your thing, you just have to worry about yourself. But when you're running a team, there's a lot more at stake, and there's a lot more, you know, my first year and a half, there was a lot of learning curves that I went through. And, you know, really, I think the biggest lesson that I learned is when you are building a team and you're the team leader, you really have to be close with your agents, close with the people that are working for you, so that they feel supported, so that they're learning from you, providing as much, you know, education and providing value to your team is probably the most important thing as the team leader.
Awesome. So you had great production last year. You closed $18 million in properties. You have a big target this year, 40% increase to $25 million. Are we on track after the first third?
We are on track. Yeah,
awesome.
I know we're on track, and I'm working on a few really big deals right now that I'm really excited about. Definitely focusing a bit more on off market right now too, which is exciting. There's kind of this whole other, you know, world of off market folks that are ready to sell and, you know, needing to put buyers and sellers together. And so, yeah, no, I'm excited. My team is doing really well. You know, I've got two like lead listing agents now who have been with me for almost 2 years, and they're rocking it. I don't really have to kind of worry about them anymore. You know, they're off doing their thing. So.
Great. Kate, it's been wonderful talking to you this morning. I think you've added some real value for our listeners. They'll get a lot out of it. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Where can our listeners reach you if they want to get hold of you, Kate?
Yes, absolutely. The best way to reach me is through my email. So that's kateberryteam@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Kate Berry, EXP Realty. And the email is the best way.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.